Good luck.
Case number 11,316, Arlen R. and Patricia Christ, south of Road 312, River Road, 524 feet west of Road 297, Oak Orchard Road. Tax map ID is District 234, map 34.12, parcel 65, a variance from the side yard and front yard setback requirements.
Evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Douglas J. Annan. I live at 10027 North Old State Road in Lincoln, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thank you. My name's Doug Annan. I'm a land surveyor. My client, sitting right here, Alan and Patricia Christ. They live at 32566 River Road in Oak Orchard on the water. They bought this home. It's an older home. It's built before 1960. They bought it in 1992. Presently, it sits low to the ground, has a first floor elevation of 5.5, which is 3.5 feet below the base flood elevation. They would simply like to raise it vertically, go straight up with it, about 6 feet to get well above the base flood elevation. They will require steps and landings to access the home once it is elevated. They are requesting a side and front yard variances. That's what's on the application. But I do believe if you look at the survey, in the rear near the water, there's an existing deck and then some proposed steps. That deck will be elevated, and then there'll be steps and a landing to go up to it. I believe the required rear yard setback there is 10 feet, and now they have 6.2, so I do believe they need a 3.8-foot variance in the rear also. I don't think that's mentioned. I don't think Lawrence put that down on the application.
On the survey, it shows it's written 3.8 foot from the 10-foot rear, but then it's crossed out, and I would assume that's because it's allowed to encroach up to 5 feet as long as it's below first floor?
As long as it's on the – well, this isn't a flood zone, so it would have to be on the first floor, and it's not covered by anything else.
Okay.
If it's not covered by another deck, roof, walls, then it can encroach 5 feet.
Okay. Well, it
is such the case that it is an open deck and it's at first floor level or lower.
Yes, and the first floor is going to be elevated, and the deck's going up with it.
Okay, so then it's not required. It can encroach, but it can't have walls or a roof without a variance, and if that would be a desire.
Oh, okay. No.
So, in other words, what are you going to be above BFE? What? How far?
There, BFE here, this is in a VE 9.
I thought so. It's a very volatile area, right?
Excuse me?
You're going up from that to what, 9?
Yes, as a matter of fact, in the VE zone,
structural member,
low structural member, which is, this is an attached deck.
So that deck is going to be right at first floor level at the 9-foot BFE.
Actually, the bottom of the deck will be above 9.
Okay.
The bottom of the deck, the floor joist, and this deck is attached to the house, will be at 9.
So you won't need a variance there, right? So going up, you'll need on a 10-foot side, what you're really asking for is a 5-foot 9, that's all you need there. And let's see, what are you doing with the shed? Is the shed going to stay there?
Well, the shed's been there for a long time. It does encroach 8/10 into the right-of-way, and it does encroach a half foot over there on to the neighbor to the east. We actually have a picture of that shed. Mr. Chris would like to share that with you.
Well, that's ground level, right?
That's ground level. Right. Yeah, it's not going up.
I know.
So you need to pass it down if you would on the end, please. Thank you.
So that's been there a while, you said?
Our shed, that's our neighbors.
Okay.
I think all these buildings on this property predate 1960, I believe. And they could be older than that.
There are, Lawrence has written comments that said the shed already encroaches front and side property lines. Per assessment records, they indicate that in 1973, the shed was only at 70% value, so it appears to have existed in its current location prior to zoning.
Okay.
And there's a shed attached to it. It belongs to the neighbor. It's actually sticking out in the road several feet. So I don't know if we can make a recommendation about our shed or.
It's been there quite a while.
Yeah.
It could be not. What he's saying is it's non-conforming, really, that it's never been picked up by the assessments. If it has, they only use 70% value of the shed. So that's what that means. That's the statement that you made, right?
In 1973, they assessed it at 70%.
In other words, you can keep it there.
You can keep it there.
There's no
keep
big
it
deal.
There.
Yeah, there's no
okay.
big deal.
It is.
We're good.
Currently, it is okay. If you tear it down or get a new shed, it has to meet setbacks. This one, if anything happens to this shed.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're okay now.
Based on his statement.
Yep.
So that's about all I have to say. If anybody has any questions.
All right, let's see. Are there any questions from members of the board further? Mr. Mills?
So the need for the variance is because you want to conform to the flood requirements on the house, and while you're at it, you just want to take care of the business with the shed.
Yes.
Okay.
But you say the shed stays.
The shed's considered non-conforming, but for just since you're here, might as well, you know, provide a variance for that, even though it is non-conforming.
Okay, I understand.
That's the reason I asked you if you're going to keep it.
So you better off do it.
Yeah, well, are you guys going to keep it?
We have no plans to do anything with the shed.
Okay.
No lifting it or anything.
Okay.
Well, good. That way we'll be for sure now while you're here.
I suppose we should probably have Mr. Chris sworn in if he's going to make statements on the record. So.
I'm sorry.
I'd like to make a comment.
Yeah, sure. Okay. I'm sorry.
That'll work.
Been sworn in.
Chris. And your address?
Actually, our home address is 417 Nursery Road in Kempton, Pennsylvania.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And you've affirmed the statement you just made to the board?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Can I make a comment?
Sure. Yes, sir. Please do.
Wouldn't that go with the new
one? You want to relinquish?
Yeah. The only comment, what we're trying to do, as most of you probably know, the area of Oak Orchard has been prone to flooding. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our neighbors have gone up with their homes, and we're just trying to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're here, and also our neighbor, Val Henninger, the next case, is here for the same situation. It'll just enhance the neighborhood.
Also the fact that they're flood insurance.
That's a good criteria.
How about that?
Yes, you're correct there. Thank you.
Seen that on TV there.
Raising your house up is expensive, but in the long run,
very feasible. Okay, do you have any questions? And Mr. Rickards?
No, I'll ask Mr. Sharp, maybe he can help me on this.
Okay, Sharp.
I'm not clear on the shed. In other words, if we give the variance. If we give the variance now, and let's say he wants to, he said he didn't want to do anything, but say he wants to replace it.
Then he's got to conform.
Or request another
variance.
That's right.
Another variance, right?
No different than if he wants to add on to this home.
Right.
He would have to ask for the variance again.
Just so he knows that. Okay.
I wanted Mr. Chairman,
to hear that from our legal counsel.
Mr. Chairman, for the sake of expedience, I'd like to ask some questions regarding the standards for granting a variance. Are you suggesting that there is a uniqueness because you want to meet the flood requirements? That it is necessary to enable to do that. It's necessary to have the variance.
Yes.
And the situation wasn't created by the applicant.
No.
And it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood.
No, certainly not.
And it is a minimum to afford relief?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One in the back? Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, we entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think it's obvious that because the applicant wants to meet the flood requirements, which are necessary or beneficial for many reasons, that all the standards for granting a variance are being met in regard to uniqueness and not being able to be developed otherwise and necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The applicant didn't create the situation. It won't alter the essential character in the neighborhood, and the request is a minimum for relief. Make a motion. We approve case number 11,316.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,316. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,316 is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.